Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Kuf Yud Tes, the 119th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. And since I have started learning the Book of Tehillim, people have been asking me, what are you going to do when you get to Mizmor Kuf Yud Tes? And the reason is because this is the longest Mizmor in the entire Book of Tehillim, and in fact it is the longest Perek in all of Tanakh. Is that this is going to be very hard for us to learn little bit by little bit, or pasuk by pasuk, and in fact there are so many different pasukim and there's so many different ideas here that it is simply not feasible to be learning it in this format to be able to learn Kuf Yud Tes properly. However, what we're going to do, as we have been doing up till now, is we're going to do an overview. We're going to learn a little bit about the overview, the perspective, some of the themes, the patterns in this Mizmor, and I'm going to encourage everybody very much to take a look in the Mizmor itself and see the patterns, see the words, and investigate and unpack the details itself. Let's take a look at it from the sense of structure. This Mizmor has a sum total of 176 psukim. That's colossal. How is it made up of? It is made up of 22 stanzas, each of 8 psukim. And each stanza has 8 psukim, which has that pasuk starts with the letter of the aleph bays. So the first stanza is 8 psukim starting with aleph. The second stanza is 8 psukim starting with bays. The third stanza is 8 psukim starting with gimel, and so on till the end of taf. 22 times 8 is 176. In terms of the themes of this mizmor, when looking through this, is the predominant theme is the love of Hashem and his Torah. The Mishorer, the narrator, describes his deep emotional connection to love of Hashem. He just wants to be learning Torah. He just wants to be performing mitzvahs. He loves every opportunity he has to perform mitzvahs, and it really illuminates him and enlightens him. There are mention of evildoers, those who are negative people in the world, those people who transgress the Torah mitzvahs, which pains the narrator, and also the enemies who curse him for trying to follow the Torah and mitzvahs. It is interesting that the point of this mizmor is not one, which means to say there are psukims which relate to Torah, which are teachings. There are psukims which are musar, which are rebuke, then character betterment. There are psukim which are thanksgiving. There are psukim which are supplications. But these are all merged and interconnected, which means to say it's not that there's one section of praise, one section of supplication, one section of teachings. They're all together. In fact, it can be so that the same pasuk itself can have multiple layers of meaning. So for instance, pasuk Peites 89, Le'olam Hashem Devorcho Nitzav Hashemayim, forever Hashem, your word stands in heaven. This can refer to Hashem, this is a Torah, a teaching, that Hashem, your word is forever and everlasting, but it can also mean a thank you. Thank you, Hashem, that your word is in heaven, that you kept your word. It can also be a supplication. It could be saying, Hashem, please keep your word, or let your word stay in heaven, and let the gezerah, a negative thing, not come down to earth. So there's a complexity in terms of the point of this mizmor that allows the flexibility of the person saying it to be able to tune into the teaching in it, the musar in it, the supplication in it, the thanksgiving in it, all at once. The main theme of this mizmor is Torah. This mizmor describes Torah again and again, not historically, not Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah to Israel. In fact, Moshe and Israel as a whole were omitted from this mizmor. It describes the beauty and the wisdom of the Torah. The Torah and the mitzvot are seen as a parallel expression of Hashem in this world to Hashgacha Pratis. When we see the divine providence in this world, the other side of the same coin is the Torah and the mitzvot, which illuminate us and give us meaning. This relates, of course, to the two ways the Rambam says that we can love Hashem. One is to look at His beautiful creation and see the complexity of the ecosystem and love Hashem. And the other way of doing it is to see the Torah itself, the Torah system, what Hashem wants and what Hashem does. We are looking at what Hashem wants from us, and that is the Torah, the most direct way to come close to Hashem. It is fascinating that the Ibn Ezra points out, and so does the Malbim, that every single pasuk includes a word to use to describe Torah. So whether that be the following words, Derech, Torah, Eidos, Pekudim, Amira, Chok, Mitzvah, Mishpat, or Davar. Those words are used to describe the word of Hashem, Torah, and every single pasuk of the 176 will include one of those words in describing the Torah, as Ibn Ezra points out, except for the pasuk Arov Avdecha Letov, which is the only pasuk which omits this, and he explains why. It is almost as if the Da'at Mikra points out that this mizmor is the Hallel for Torah. Meaning, we've done the Hallel about Hashem's action in history, that's called Hallel Mitzri, which we just finished in Kuf Yud Ches, and now we move on to Hallel for, not the Torah, not for expression in history, but expression in Torah in this world. In terms of the voice, the first three psukim of this Mizmor are describing Hashem ben Nistar, which means to saying describing Hashem from the outside. Ashrei tmimei derech haholchim b'toras Hashem, those who go in the way of Torah Hashem. But from Pasuk Dalad onwards, it is Noichach, which means it's directed to Hashem. So for instance, where we say, Atah tzivisa pekudecha lishmor ma'od. Hashem, you commanded your commandments to guard them very much. So it is now directly to Hashem. And the rest of the Mizmor follows suit, except for Pasuk Kuf Tezvav 115 and Kuf Chav Ches 128, where it describes Hashem as Mitzvahs Elokai, or the Alkain Kol Pikudeha, Kol Yishorti, Kol Orach, Sheker, Sonesi, which are not about Hashem directly. In terms of the patterns in this Mizmor, there are many, many patterns which weave their way through this Mizmor, so it's not a haphazard collection of psukim. As an example, the Malbim points out that the word Lamdeini Chukecha, teach me your statutes, appears 7 times in this Mizmor, which relates to the Pasuk itself, which we say at the end of the Mizmor in Kuf Samach Daladin, Let Hashin Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha, I will praise you 7 times in a day, and those are the 7 Lamdeini Chukechas which are found in this Mizmor. There is a pattern of 8. That means to say that every paragraph is a pattern of 8. Why is that true? So the Da'at Mikra suggests that it could be a function of that same pasuk of Sheva Yom Hilal Ticha Al Mishpatei Tzidkocha Hashem, I am praising you 7 times in a day for your Mishpat. And this is the extra mile, this is the one extra to that. The Da'at Mikra also quotes the pasuk in Iyov, where it describes the wisdom of Hashem is ki chiflaim l'sushia. It is wrapped up. The wisdom of Hashem is complex. And what he says is that if you imagine a document which is wrapped up twice, so kofol and mechupal, that it is wrapped up twice over, so you have essentially 4 panels on the front page and 4 panels on the back page. If you imagine that page. And therefore you have 8 expressions of wisdom. Wisdom is not found easily. Wisdom is not something which you just dig up and you trip on. It's something which you spend a lot of time working on. And that's what this Mizmor seems to be saying, is that there are 8 dimensions to it. It is interesting, the Radak himself gives a very fascinating suggestion in his Akdama, in his introduction to this Mizmor, in which he says that there are 8 senses through which a person can express and understand Torah. The 4 main senses are, in fact, when a person sees or listens to Torah, to wisdom, where a person sees or listens to Torah, expresses Torah or writes Torah, and then there's the notion of how smell relates to it. Smell, of course, is related to a more cerebral level of expression or understanding of wisdom, which is why the Mashiach is going to have a special keen sense of smell, as we know the Rambam tells us. Then he goes on to describe that there's another 3 senses which express Torah. One is what he calls Hagadas Hamagidim, which means to say that knowing something extrasensory, knowing something which is beyond the natural just expression of verbiage. And then he goes on to describe through logic, Ra'ayos, and finally Kabbalah, which is Masara, which is tradition. So these are the 8 ways that Torah and wisdom is expressed in this world. And therefore, to capture that, the Mizmor does it 8 times over. Each Aleph Bey's letter is repeated 8 times to express that. It's interesting to notice that Rav Wolfson, in his Sefer Emunah Sitecha, the beginning of Parshas, or at the end of Parshas Nason, does point out that, of course, 176 is an important number, because it is the number of the longest perek in all of Tanakh, which is Kuf Yud Tes, the one we were studying. It is also happens to be the number of daf, the number of dafim, in the longest Masechta in the Gemara as well, which is Baba Basra. Obviously, the Vilna edition and printing was not done to make that, but it happened to be that it came out that way. And he also points out that the longest parsha in the Torah is Parshas Naso, which is 176 psukim. And he argues the reason why this is because it is essentially 22, which is the sum total of letters of the alphabet. 8 times over 8 is, once we just finished counting the Sfira So'emer before Shavuos, Sfira is within the realm of this world. We count 7 times 7, 7 days, 7 weeks. And then the realm beyond that, where Shavuos is supposed to take us, which is the realm beyond the natural perimeters of this world, beyond the 7 days of creation, is where the Torah is to be found, which is why after Shavuos, after the 7 sevens, we enter into the realm of 8s, which is the 8 times 22. Why is it 22 in Parshas Nasa? He points out that the Leviim were 22,000, almost as a sort of the sum total building blocks of Klal Yisrael, which is expressed 22 times over in Nasa. Just very fascinating. There's a lot of Kabbalistic literature and ideas which relate to this very special number of 176, which of course is 22 times 8. Of course, the idea of the patterns of the Aleph Beis itself are very important. Throughout Tehillim, we see a number of Mizmorim which are Aleph Beis. This could be for a number of reasons, and we talked about this. We learned about this in book one, where we first met it. One is it could be a mnemonic. It could be a way to help people memorize it. It could be an enumeration, listing all the power of Hashem through all the different portals of expression. It could be a sense of completeness. If we think of the Aleph Beis are in a certain sense, you know, Lahavdil, like the periodic table of elements, you have these different elements, which when mixed together give us different outcomes and different substances and the sum total of matter on this planet. Well, when we have the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, when they are connected together, Tzirufei Osios, it yields the different expressions metaphysically and physically in this world. And so all those 22 expressions are completely, not just the building blocks of the Torah, but the building blocks of this world are an expression of the beauty and the power of Hashem in this world. In terms of just one interesting pattern is that there is bookends. At the beginning of the Mizmor, it's Ashrei Tamimei Derech. Praiseworthy are those who are pure of path, Ha'ochim B'Toras Hashem. They go in the way of Hashem. And the last pasuk, Kuf Ayin Vav, is Ta'isi Kaseh Oved B'Kesh Avdecha Ki Mitzvasecha L'Shachachti. I feel like I am a lost lamb. I'm trying to find you. But I've not forgotten your mitzvahs. In the certain sense, that's the theme of the Mizmor, is a person who's looking to the Torah, looking to be able to find Hashem, and praiseworthy is a person who actually does find it, but he's not sure he has at the end. In terms of the events behind this Mizmor, Chazal do point out that this could be David himself speaking by autobiographically, and we see a number of expressions where he describes himself as a na'ar in Pasuk Tes, a young man, Ger Ba'aretz, a stranger in the land, or Tzair Nivzeh, that's in Pasuk Yotes, or a forgotten or disgraced young man in Kuf Mem Aleph. And we see these expressions are David in his humility, perhaps at times where he came from his humble beginnings and made his way up to becoming the king of Israel. And David Mikra does point out that although it is true that it could be about David HaMelech himself, he does stretch his expressions to include any person who is a Yirei Hashem, who is a fearer of God, allowing that person to be able to, anybody who reads the Mizmor to, so to speak, attune themselves to David HaMelech's experience and therefore be able to express it in a fuller, more cognitive sense in their own situation. In terms of the places that I'm in our tefillah that this Mizmor appears, it does talk about in Pasuk Samach Beis about being said at night. It also mentions to being said at Ba'ashmores Boiker in the morning. So it could be these are different times where this Mizmor was said in a totality. It is interesting that this Mizmor is used when praying for a sick person. So if the person one is praying for, let's say, is, as an example, Baruch, then one would say the paragraph of eight letters of the Beis, then the paragraph of the eight letters of the Resh, then the paragraph of the eight letters of the Vav, and the paragraph of the eight letters of the Chav. And it is also said, Lahavdil, when a person is at a Hakamas Matzevo and in a cemetery, and are placing up this tombstone, the unveiling of the tombstone for the first time, one often says the name of the Niftar with these letters, using each stanza for a letter, and many people have the minhag to add either the word Neshama in the letters, or the word Matzeva, the word soul, or tombstone at the end of the person's name as well. Some have the minhag to get to shul on a Motzi Shabbos early to say this Mizmor before we say Shir HaMaalos, before saying Ma'ariv on Motzi Shabbos, not rushing out of Shabbos but trying to extend Shabbos. There are a number of psukim, in fact, which are in this Mizmor, which appear elsewhere in Tefillah. So, for instance, Pasuk Kuf Mem Beis 142 is Tzidkoscha Tzedek Lo'olam V'Sorascha Emes. That appears in the Shabbos Mincha after the Shmona Esrei, and also appears in the Uvo Letzion prayer. Kuf Samach Hei 165, Pasuk 165 appears Shalom Rav Aloy Avay Sosecho V'Ein Lama Mishol, appears in the paragraph after Pitu Makatoris and Bamim Adlikim. It also is the basis of the last of the 19 brachas of the Shmona Esrei at Natam, Shalom Rav. Pasuk Kuf Mem Hei Korasi B'chol Yom Aneni Hashem Kukecho Etzora. Etzora is the pasuk which is said by the Sfaridim at the very, very tail end of Ne'ilah. The five of the six psukim quoted before the Tekiyas Shofar to confuse the Satan are in fact from our Mizmor, Rosh Tavarcha Emes, Aravad Lecholatov, Sasa Noichim Rosecha, Tuv Tambo Daz Lamdeni, Nidvois Piritse Noah Hashem. Those five psukim are to be found in our Mizmor, each in their respective letters. It's also interesting that psukim Kuf Nun Amel Gimel and Kuf Nun Dalet, which is 153 to 54, Re'ei Oni V'Chaltzeni Ki Soros Chola Shachachti and Rivori V'U Goaleni Limrosecha Chayeni on the basis of the bracha in the Shmona Esrei or of Re'ei V'Onienu, which Anshei Knesset Agdola used to create this Mizmor. In a certain sense, this is a Mizmor which one could really spend an incredible amount of time. There is no end to the amount of time that a person would be able to spend investigating, understanding, because each pasuk stands by itself in such a powerful light. But nonetheless, this is a bit of an overview, an introduction, and an encouragement to jump straight in and to be able to verse oneself with the letters of one's own name, verse oneself with all the ideas, and appreciate the Torah as an expression of the Hashkacha of Hashem within this world and seeing the Ratzon Hashem in our own lives. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.